something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Being Spiritually Minded.
Hallelujah.
In walking with Jesus Christ, we have to work according to His Word. But how can you work according to His Word if you don't know it? How can you work according to His Word if you don't know it? You know, the Jews were very interesting people. They said, this Jesus, we don't know where he's from. Why? He doesn't talk like us. He doesn't act like us. He says God spoke to him. We don't think God spoke to him. We know that God spoke to Moses. All right, were you there when God spoke to Moses? How did they know God spoke to Moses? And that God didn't speak to Jesus? The reason they failed to know that God spoke to Jesus and through Jesus was because they were actually ignorant of what God said to Moses. If they had known what God said to Moses and had known what Moses preached from God, they would have known that Jesus was from God. He said to them, you err because you know not the scriptures. He said, if you had believed Moses, you would have believed my words. Because you see, his words were consistent with the words of Moses. Hallelujah. Today I want to look through a few things from the book of Colossians. You ready? Okay. Being spiritually minded. That was very important. You know, not everybody is spiritually minded. Incidentally, a lot of people you think are spiritually minded are very earthly minded. Let me give you a simple example. There are people who will not miss a day of work. They can't think of missing a day of work. They can't afford it. Not even sickness will stop them from going to work. They must go to work. If they had a headache, they would rebuke it and go to work. They can't afford to be late to work. They must go to work. But they don't know that has become their religion. They've got to go to work. It's their culture to go to work. It's their custom to go to work. And to go to work every day of work. Never to miss a day of work. And not to go late either. And they'll be there until they are done from work. But you know, and the place of work is also far away from the home. They don't work close to their home, close to where they live. They've got to journey long distance. They wake up early in the morning to get to work. Journey long distance to get there. They do this every day of the week. But you know, on Wednesday, church is too far. On Sunday, well, I'm tired. And then they stay at work, getting there, of course, early enough before it actually starts, and late enough to be sure they've finished everything. And they come home with apologies to everybody at home. Sorry, I came late. They'll come late again tomorrow. You can be sure of that. But then in church, first of all, they are not consistent in church. A little headache will stop them from coming. Oh, I feel tired. Oh, I woke up late. You don't try to wake up. You don't dare to wake up late Monday morning or Tuesday. You've got the alarm inside you. You'd be up. You don't have to tell anybody, wake me up in the morning. Monday to Friday. Why? You are carnal. But you haven't called yourself the real name. That's why you are earthly minded. You are carnal. Let somebody ask you, will you go to work tomorrow? What do you mean? You'd be surprised. How can you ask me if I go to work tomorrow? I go to work every day. Okay, will you be in church on Sunday? Oh, yeah. Look at you. How spiritual you really are. You have come, you are now so familiar with God that your God understands. When you don't go to church, He understands. Now, He meets you at home. What a shame. What a shame. I remember several years ago, I happened to have been in that church service, and the Archbishop Idahosa was speaking, and in that service, he said, where is Deaconess so-and-so? She was not in church. They said she traveled to Lagos for a business. Where is Brother so-and-so? He wasn't around. And somebody who knew him gave another excuse why he didn't come to church. He called for another one, and yet that one was not in church. He seemed to have known something was wrong. Maybe they usually sat in certain areas, but as he called them, they weren't in church. Then he said, oh God, every business, every job that will take your children away from the house of God, I cancel them in the name of Jesus. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and other things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You see, you may be known to be spiritual, but study the Bible to know what spirituality is. Spirituality is not that you speak in tongues. Spirituality is not that you win other people to Jesus. No, somebody said to me, all that matters is winning souls. You're wrong. If all that mattered were winning souls, that's all that would have been in this book. That's not all that matters. You're wrong. An ignorant man can say that. You can take your Bible and look like this and say, all that matters is winning souls. All right, tell us if that's all that matters. That's not all that matters. That's not all that matters. There's a life to be lived. There's a purpose for winning souls. We're not winning souls just to win souls. The idea of Jesus coming was not to get you to heaven. It's more than that. Otherwise, as soon as you were won to Christ, you should check out of here. Why are we still here? Is it well to win more souls? No. Did you win Saul of Tarsus to Jesus? You think he doesn't know what to do? He knocked him out on his way to Damascus and won him by himself. You think he doesn't know what to do? Are you the Holy Ghost? That's not all that matters. There's a life to believe. Hallelujah. So don't miss the whole thing. You have to understand, when you study from the Bible, you have to understand God's idea. Why is He doing what He is doing? You've got to know. Now, you needed a business. You were in church every service. You now found a business. You got a nice contract. Now you won't come to church. You have executive meetings on Wednesday evenings and on Sunday mornings. You are carnal. Is it God that is giving you the job that does not let you go to church? Something is wrong with you. Your carnality has come to a head. And the Bible says to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. It says the carnal mind is enmity against God. To be carnal means to be worldly, to be earthly, to be sensuous. In Hebrews 10:25, what does it say? Read it for me. Are you reading it? Read it out, everybody. Again, as what? As the manner of some is. Hey! As the manner of some is. God has come to know them. He knows their way of life. And he tells us, don't act like them. Are they non-Christians? No! He's talking about his own children. It's like a father talking to some of his children and says, don't behave like that one. As the manner of some is. You're so carnal and so unspiritual that you cannot put together. You see, you have a good job or you have a good business and you can't balance it. You can't balance it with all your spiritual activities. Now your relationship with God suffers. You don't even have time to pray anymore. All you think is what to do about this project of yours. You are not the first to do projects. What you should ask yourself is, at the end of all this, what happens? Most men are never wise. They live through a cycle of foolishness. Again and again, again and again, again and again. With visions that never come to pass. Why? Because the one to bring the vision to come to pass is neglected. That's the Holy Spirit. Incidentally, sometimes, a lot of times, when some people say, I want to get spiritual now, then they choose a day of service and then fast and pray and not go to church. Can you see it? They can't try it on a work day. And what are you going to lose if you did it on a work day? It's some pay, some change from your job. You can't dare it, but you take Jesus for granted. He understands. You're so familiar with him. Don't be familiar with God.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. Because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Stockholm, Sweden. Lenningsväg 61, 19147, behind Sollentuna Hantavagars, Havi. Worship with us on Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Wednesday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. for prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony, please call 073-733-0570 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, Being Spiritually Minded.
Hallelujah.
Most men are never wise. They live through a cycle of foolishness. Again and again, again and again, again and again, with visions that never come to pass. Why? Because the one to bring the vision to come to pass is neglected. That's the Holy Spirit. Incidentally, sometimes, a lot of times, when some people say, I want to get spiritual now, then they choose a day of service and then fast and pray and not go to church. Can you see it? They can't try it on a work day. And what are you going to lose if you did it on a work day? It's some pay, some change from your job. You can't dare it, but you take Jesus for granted. He understands. You're so familiar with him. I remember in one of the services, I remember hearing Pastor Larry telling you to stop being familiar with God. And I thought that was very, very striking. Don't be familiar with God. You know? You think he will understand. You believe you have a special relationship with God that's different from the rest of us. Yeah, but you cannot and will never have a relationship with God that is so special that is different from this book. Understand it. He cannot and will not accept a relationship that is contrary to this book. If you have a relationship with God that you think you have, which is inconsistent with the Bible, you have a relationship not with God the Father, but something is worrying you. An evil spirit is worrying you. The Bible says an evil spirit troubled Saul. He wasn't possessed. This evil spirit came to his home from time to time and troubled Saul. And then whenever David played the flute, the demon went out of Saul. That demon came to his mind and troubled him and gave him thoughts to think. And then he would behave differently. Have you seen people who behave with certain extremes? They are the nicest people in the world until they get angry. When they are angry, it's like hell. They take extreme actions before they know what has happened. And then they come back to them and say, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I can imagine I ever did that. You are being troubled by an evil spirit. Now I'm telling you the truth. You're being troubled by an evil spirit. When you come to that point in your life, where you get into these extremes, extreme behaviors, you can just go to your recluse. You know, you isolate everybody else. You are so upset. You don't want to talk to anybody. Even when they greet you, you don't answer. Why? Something has happened. You think that it's what happened there that made you angry, that's worrying you. No. Something has come to talk to you. Now you're so uncooperative, so adamant, they can't get you to say it's all right. No, it's not all right until you calm down by yourself. That means when the demon goes. Now this is a fact of life. It is a fact of life. Saul did not know that an evil spirit troubled him. This thing has destroyed marriages, has destroyed families. Now a family being destroyed, let me tell you, it doesn't mean that when the man is separated from his wife, that's when the problem. You know, some people say, as long as they are together, it's okay. No! Two people can be together in a hell at home. Doesn't mean as long as they are together, it's okay. We can, some people advise others about marriage. They sit down and they want to advise a young couple and they say, you see, You can't stop quarrelings from coming. My wife and I, we quarrel, we settle. We quarrel again, we settle. Something's wrong with the two of you. You've been married for how many years now? You're still quarreling and settling, quarreling and settling. Why can't you stop quarreling? Is quarreling from God? So, well, we don't have to always agree. Yes, we don't have to always agree on something, but we can keep that out. It's simple. If I believe this is what you gotta wear, and you believe you don't want to wear that kind of a thing, okay, what does it got to do with our lives? Why the anger and the quarreling? You quarrel over the food. You quarrel over the door. You quarrel over the mosquitoes in the house. You quarrel over money, over everything, over the children. And if you haven't quarreled over some time, you wonder. You now quarrel over not quarreling. Now they just think it's normal. It's not normal. It's not because, listen, let me tell you, that's why I tell many of you, you don't need a marriage seminar. You need a word seminar. Yeah. I mean, a lot of marriage seminars, they're just wasting your time. What you need is a seminar on the word, not how to handle your marriage, how to handle your life. You. I love Jesus. I can't do that. I've got to live according to His word. I can imagine quarreling. If I don't like what is going on, I can shut my trap. You say, okay, then boil inside. No, you don't have to boil inside. Just turn your mind away from the subject and go to another subject and discuss other things and be happy with yourself. It's not useful. Quarreling angry Christian. No, it's not necessary. Two of them are entering the car to work. Just enter. Jump, jump. That I won't enter the other car. The man is driving. She's just frowning. Then with his anger, he almost hit somebody. The wife said, better be careful. What a life. What a life. What a life. Is it useful? What are you doing with it? I know I told you to open to the book of Colossians. Let me finish with this one. No, what are you doing with this anger, wrath, malice? What are you doing with it? Are you enjoying it? No. So why are you doing it? You want to prove who you are. It's not wise. Where is Christ in your life? It's not wise. I say, A home that prays together stays together. Yes, but not only the prayer. I know you pray every morning and you pray every night. And then after praying in the morning, you quarrel and go. You may even quarrel at the prayer. Oh, when are you coming? We want to start praying. The quarrel has started at the prayer altar. And let's pray. As if God is an inanimate computer. Hey, let's pray. Lead us in prayer. Your prayer has become an issue in heaven. No, it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way. Hallelujah. Maybe in your cell group or in your PCF, you did something that was not appreciated. And because of that, you wouldn't go for the meetings anymore. You are so carnal. So carnal. Now you tell everybody. Now you tell everybody why you don't attend anymore. You did something. It was not appreciated. So you won't be there anymore. You are a baby. A spiritual, like Apostle Benga calls them, bomb boy. Spiritual bomb boy. A baby. But you think you are mature. As you complain, and as Others listen to you, other canal people listen to you, and they say, all canal. You have to learn to be spiritually minded. Receiving a miracle from God and receiving answers to prayer doesn't make you a mature Christian. Let me explain that. You know, sometimes we pray for people and pray about things concerning ourselves, and then we see miracles, we see things happening, and we mistake all that for our spirituality. How could that be? It doesn't mean we're spiritual. Is it maturity to make requests? Prayer is making requests. And so you receive answers from a great God. You didn't receive the answers because you were spiritually mature. You received the answers because God loved you and loved everyone and was always willing to grant answers. He didn't answer you because of you. He answered you because of Jesus. Don't you understand how God sees us? When he looks at us, he doesn't see us straight. He looks at us through Jesus. So he sees us as he sees Jesus. Hallelujah. I've told you before, if you've been coming to this church, and then someone, if you are asked the question, are you a member of Christ's Mercy? You say, not exactly, but I attend the services. Something is wrong with you. No, I've told you already, something is wrong with you. You are just the one that doesn't know what the problem is. But I'm a spiritual doctor, and I can tell you what is wrong with you. It's true. When you have a physical problem, you go to a medical doctor. And by his training and his instruments, he checks your body and he tells you what's wrong. And you believe him and you pay him for telling you.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Stockholm, Sweden. Lenningsväg 61-191-47. Behind Sollentuna, Hantavakors, Havi. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to pray with us or share your testimony, please call 073-733-0570 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveword360.com. Thank you and God bless you.